This week, the combative president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, said he wants martial law to be extended for the rest of the year on the southern island of Mindanao. Mindanao has been immersed in conflict for decades. The government's fought Islamist separatists there and communist rebels. And in May, Duterte deployed his troops against a surge of militants reportedly funded by ISIS in Syria. The fighting on the island has forced hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. Carlos Conde is with Human Rights Watch. He's on Skype from Manila. Carlos, what is the current fighting all about?
Well, as far as the government is concerned, this is a conflict that's being waged against Islamic militants there who are supposedly linked with the Islamic State. But before all of this happened, there were already groups, Islamic groups in the southern Philippines who have been waging these insurgencies. And as with other problem areas in other parts of the world where the Islamic State would come in and try to basically hijack a local insurgency, that's what happened here. But to say that it's purely religious would probably be a simplistic thing to say at this point, because obviously it's the problems there are longstanding, and it hasn't been resolved for decades. And in fact, that is why there's an ongoing peace negotiations between the government and the Islamic separatist group, precisely to avert this kind of conflict.
So despite the peace negotiations going on, the fighting also goes on. You have been back and forth from Mindanao to Manila. What is it like for people who are living there amidst the government troops fighting and the jihadist forces fighting? What's it like?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, nearly 500,000 people now have been displaced by this conflict, and they're dying of malnutrition. People are, the displaced are dying of diseases. There's a massive sanitation problem. And then, of course, the people, their way of life basically is upended. And because of the martial law, they're not able to pick up the pieces of their lives as easily as they hope to, because, for instance, they're required to produce identification that many of them don't, just to cite one case. So it is a huge problem.
So it's a huge problem for the displaced, and the declaration of martial law is expected to continue because the fighting is still going on. So the president has asked for an extension on the declaration. When you say that the people there are malnourished, some of them are starving, is no aid getting through?
There are aid getting through from various entities. The problem, however, is that unlike other conflicts in the past, majority of those who were displaced are not in evacuation camps. They are in they've been displaced in villages, living with relatives, and because of the security situation there, that makes it difficult for aid to reach them.
You're from Mindanao Island. I imagine you spent a lot of your life living with the conflict there. Do you see people you know there? What's it like when you go?
Every time I go there and talk to people, it's always a heartbreaker for me being from there. So Christians are not that affected. I'm a Christian, so they're not that affected by this conflict and many other conflicts before. But that only makes the situation even more depressing, because you see now a majority of the displaced Muslims and really, really poor citizens. And when I see them, when I go there, it just breaks my heart. You know, it's like it's this the cycle of I would say destitution that you see when you go there.
You know, someone else who has very personal ties to the area is the president there, Duterte, who was a mayor of one of the cities on Mindanao Island. So this is kind of a personal issue for him as well.
I mean, people are responding to that fact with mixed feelings, because on the one hand, you have a president who is from there and who even claims to have some Muslim blood in him. But they see the devastation and they say, well, how could you do this? If you're from here, yeah, why is he waging a war against the Muslims in that area? I mean, if they're only targeting, for instance, Islamic militants, why do they have to destroy this whole city? You know, his response usually is that where he is dealing with an enemy that needs to be destroyed thoroughly.
And is there doubt about that?
I mean, in the way that he is waging this and is trying to destroy the militants, no, I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's shown that he's capable of doing that. the doubt would be, I think, whether those who have been targeted or killed, nearly 500 of those extremists, alleged extremists who have been killed in this conflict, are actually extremists and not just some, you know, local citizens, local residents who got killed in the process. So, and you know, they don't know. But again, the bottom line is that a lot of the Muslims in Mindanao are have turned against him in terms of the public opinion.
Well, we appreciate your speaking with us. Carlos Conde is a researcher at Human Rights Watch. He's in Manila and covering the Philippines. Thank you very much, Carlos.
Thank you.